The following is a presentation of Learfield ING College. It's time for your weekly all-access pass into Virginia Tech Athletics. This is Tech Talk Live, presented by First and Main, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics. Tonight's edition of Tech Talk Live is sponsored by CMG Leasing, the exclusive student housing partner of Virginia Tech Athletics. Deschutes Brewery, bringing the Pacific Northwest to Hokie fans since 2017. Papa John's Pizza, order online today at papajohns.com. Independently owned and operated in Virginia since 1992. English Meadows Senior Living, the preferred senior living of Virginia Tech Athletics. First Bank and Trust, the bank that puts you first. PK's Bar and Grill, a downtown Blacksburg favorite since 1992. Odd Wings, cool times, and great pizza. Real Life Dental, located in downtown Blacksburg and their new Christiansburg location by the NRV Mall. Find your smile. And by Smithfield. Win or lose, Hokies always bring home the bacon with Smithfield. Now, here's your host, John Laser.
Hello. Welcome back to Tech Talk Live. It has been a while, more than 6 months, in fact, and we are extremely excited to bring back Tech Talk Live. Whole different look, however, this year as we welcome you in across the Virginia Tech Sports Network and also on a Virginia Tech Athletics Facebook page, as you can now see myself and my dashing co-host, the Hall of Famer Mike Burnup, is back with me. Although, Mikey, we are in an all-new setup here. Of course, this is our home radio booth at Lane Stadium rather than being across town at First and Main with our live audience, which we love, but these are the times, and they certainly are wild.
Yeah, it is, Lays. But I tell you what, it's been a Chamber of Commerce weekend, Chamber of Commerce today, mid-80s, and just absolutely gorgeous. Not a cloud in the sky, and boy, what better place could you be than Lane Stadium, looking out on the field and just hoping and praying and fingers crossed that we're going to see some football here in a few weeks, my man.
Yeah, absolutely. We're looking down on just a beautiful worship field and across at the East Stands. Just a wonderful night here in Blacksburg. And as always, we're thrilled to bring in the head coach himself, Justin Fuente. Coach, thanks so much for being here with us tonight. Again, like everything you and your team and program have been going through, TTL, a little bit different this year, but nonetheless, we're excited to have you week to week throughout the season.
Well, let me tell you what, you all have a beautiful office here. I'm telling you, this is fantastic. This brings me back to my days of being a coordinator when I used to sit up in the booth and have my call sheet sitting out. And, you know, it's kind of much more removed from some of the emotion and the ups and downs of the game. But this is beautiful up here. I know we would obviously rather be with the Hokie Nation live and all the people that support the show. But this is a nice second place up here. It's beautiful.
Well, you're up here, and then I'm up here. As our viewers can see, we are socially distanced here in the home radio booth, as Mike and I will be, along with our crew throughout the course of the season. But, Fu, let's kick off. I remember a great story you told about when you were the offensive coordinator, and for one game they had a camera right on you, kind of like we do now, and you had it pointed away when things were going bad, and then you put it right on yourself when things started going well.
Yeah, that's not like my most proud moment, but it's 100% true. And it was the Rose Bowl, and we were playing. They told us it beforehand. I was at TCU. I was a coordinator, and we were playing J.J. Watt in Wisconsin in the Rose Bowl. And they told us beforehand they're going to put a little camera much like this, except it was right in front of me, in our booth. And I thought, well, okay, that's fine. So I sat down and got all my stuff laid out, and I saw the camera, and so as the game started, I just moved to the side so that I could be out of the camera, but we scored like our first two drives. So when we scored our first two drives, I kind of just scooted over and got right in the middle of the camera. That's not my proudest moment, but that is a true story. Vanity hit me pretty heavy right there.
Coach, you talked about, I guess, last week you were a basket case. Kind of give us the update. How you doing? How's the team doing? And give us the latest.
Well, it's just been... Again, I'm certainly not complaining. We are doing everything we can to handle all that's going on. We have great support. Our medical staff has been incredible in terms of helping us with guidelines and ways to handle all the things that we're dealing with. But it just seems to change a lot, you know, and it's a difficult situation because we're not positive of really the rules of engagement here in terms of the league and, you know, who's got to be how many guys have to be eligible to play and so on and so forth. And so it could create some anxiety. You know, our students have been back on campus for a couple weeks now, and obviously that's you know, that's led to more cases in our community. You know, this will be a big week for us in terms of testing and the overall health of our football team. We have a large number of guys that are out right now, but you know, we'll kind of see. You know, like I said last week, you know, I've made long-term plans, three of them now, and now it's just we take it day by day. But there's still, you know, we still have to have an end game of what we're trying to work towards and how we're trying to plan to peak for games. And that makes it a little bit difficult when the target keeps moving all over the place. But our kids have been resilient. Our coaching staff has been flexible. I'm certainly appreciative of everybody that's helping us get through it. But it's an hourly / daily event for us right now.
Fu, I know that as you were talking to the media, including us the other day, and you were discussing that, just kind of the vague nature of what it is right now, and everybody wondering a little bit, the ACC still hasn't finalized, but the Big 12 did come out with their postponement cancellation guidelines. Did that give you any further clarification or no?
No, I really hope that we don't. I hope we take a good look at our own guidelines and maybe blaze our own trail with that. You know, I just think there's a lot of variables in terms of making the guidelines, but we need them. And, you know, the big thing seems to be centered around the walk-ons, you know, and should they count, should they not count, should we take roster size, should we take 90 guys, should we take 85, whatever it is. And I do know that the ACC is looking at that particular aspect of it. I don't know what they're going to decide, but I would anticipate that we have a decision relatively quickly. If I'm not mistaken, Miami opens on Thursday, so we'll need to get that information done quickly. The parameters on the position groups, I still think that's some of them that's a little far-fetched. I mean, we could turn this into an eighth grade junior high game pretty quickly if we're not careful. And the player safety needs to be on the forefront of our minds when we go out there, because, you know, this is a tough, mean physical sport, and we need to make sure that the people that should be on the field are on the field in order to compete at this level.
And you talked about, I guess, the parameters changed, but now the testing is going to change 3 days a week. And literally, just so our listeners know, the game could be canceled at any point, right, up until almost before kickoff because of the results of the Friday test. Is that correct?
That's my understanding. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that comes with that, but that is my understanding is the final test will be administered on Friday on site if you've traveled. You should get the results by some period in the morning on Saturday. Obviously, different kickoffs and all that sort of stuff are all up in the air, but you're supposed to get it by a particular time Saturday morning. And then you've got a contact trace. You have to have some parameters around contact tracing. I mean, you literally could be on your way from the hotel to the stadium. You know, there's a lot of things at play there. What happens if you're in another state and you have a couple positive cases? Like, there's some states say that kids have to, you know, people have to stay there, you know,
yeah.
So I don't know. There's needless to say, it seems like every time you turn, you know, you answer one variable, 10 more show up. But my understanding, it could go all the way up to kickoff. Hopefully, that third test, you know, a large number of them are negative, and you know, we don't have that situation, but it's certainly possible.
A lot of complexity as we head into the season opener against Virginia. We're going to get to that tonight as well. But all is calm at Lane Stadium right now. Just an absolutely gorgeous night here in Blacksburg. We're looking out on it for our season premiere of Tech Talk Live. Just getting rolling. Much more with head coach Justin Fuente right after these across the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Looking for a place to fulfill your shopping, dining, and entertainment needs? Come visit First and Main right here in Blacksburg, Virginia. Your local lifestyle center with a brand new splash pad. Check out your favorite restaurants at First and Main, like Zoe's Kitchen, Jersey Mike's, Avellino's, and Bowl and Bones Brew House. Shop for your favorite Virginia Tech fan apparel alumni hall, or freshen up your look at Char Marie Salon. Follow First and Main on Instagram and Facebook to stay up to date with great deals and giveaways. First and Main, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics.
Hey, Hokie fans, Deschutes Brewery is celebrating a fresh era of football this season with Fresh Squeezed and Fresh Haze IPA. Innovating craft beer for 32 years, Deschutes can be found at retailers across Virginia and on draft at the Deschutes Tasting Room in downtown Roanoke. Deschutes reminds Hokie fans to drive home safely. Deschutes Brewery, Bend, Oregon, it comes with the territory.
Tech Talk Live returns in 60 seconds. This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Hi, this is Mike Burnup for The Edge, trendy and modern student living next to Tech's campus. The Edge, 2, 3, and 4-bedroom apartments and townhomes come with all utilities included and individual leases. Plus, each resident has a private suite complete with bath and walk-in closet and incredible amenities including lightning-quick Wi-Fi and a resort-style heated pool, to name a few. And best of all, The Edge is just steps from campus. Visit vtcampusedge.com. Live at The Edge, right across from the Virginia Tech campus.
From your hometown to college campus and everywhere in between, First Bank and Trust Company has you covered. Roadside assistance if you get a flat? Check. Card control in case you lose your debit card? Check. Rewards just for banking with us? Check. Easy to use mobile banking app? Yes, that too. And best of all, it's free. Open an account online at firstbank.com in less than 15 minutes or visit your local First Bank and Trust office to learn more. $50 opening deposit required. Member FDIC.
From the source, you're listening to Tech Talk Live, presented by First and Main. Once again, here's John Laser.
Listening and watching Tech Talk Live, we are thrilled to be back with you again. Just an idyllic night here in the New River Valley as we sit high atop Lane Stadium. John Laser, Tech Hall of Famer Mike Burnup, and Tech head football coach Justin Fuente back together again. Thank you for being with us. The roads have led a lot of different places over the last few months, and no matter where the road leads you, the miles have meaning. So stop by your neighborhood Marathon station, Marathon. Fueling the American spirit. Coach, again, thanks so much for being with us here tonight. A reminder, we'll do this every Monday throughout the course of the season, all Saturday games, so we shouldn't have any deviation in our schedule. Coach, again, so many bizarre happenings over the previous weeks and months. Now 12 days away from not just the opener, but opening up against Virginia. How has our current situation changed your list of priorities less than 2 weeks out?
Well, how hasn't it changed? It's just, I think trying to create a plan that goes day by day based on what we've got. Somebody asked me the other day, they said, could we play today? And this has been a week ago or something. And I thought to myself, I don't know. I haven't thought about it. I just tried to find a way for us to practice today, you know, like what, when, and have that practice be meaningful and us get things out of it. So, that's been part of it. We're cross training guys now on different sides of the ball. I'm a firm believer. You can either just sit around and complain about things or you can go about trying to fix it. And, we'll start training guys in case of emergency on both sides of the ball in order to be able to fill in and help out and, create a way for us to continue to be flexible. I just think particularly early on, having some ability to adapt on the fly, so to speak, both schematically and personnel-wise, is going to be incredibly important.
Coach, you had the last scrimmage, I guess, on Saturday, and probably it was shorter than what normally would have happened in normal times because obviously some guys were out, some guys were banged up and whatnot. But you kind of talked to them afterwards and said, you know, mentally and emotionally, we're not there yet. We got to get there soon because it's coming up fast there. How do you sense that, and how do you get the guys to kind of peak at the right time moving forward?
Well, I think that the thing about it is it's just it's a larger number of people that have to get to that point. You know, usually on any given team, there's a large number of guys that you know, after a certain period of time, they know they're not going to play. You know, that it's just out of the realm of possibility. They're either too young or they've got too many guys in front of them or whatever it is. That's not the case. All of our guys have to be ready to play, and trying to get them to understand that. And they may not be able to play as good as Rayshard Ashby or as good as James Mitchell, but they've got to be able to contribute, and they've got to be ready to do their role. And that was the point that I was trying to make to them, is we get so lost in all these other variables that are totally beyond our control, and we have to focus on the next step. That's it. And we have to do the very best that we can do to not let the other circumstances affect our attitude and our effort, because we have control over those every single day. And what happens to us, because we're human, is emotions get in the way of that. We start to worry about other things, or we're upset about something that happened before, or we're happy about something that happened before. And we've got to do everything in our power to put those things aside and do the best with our attitude and our effort in whatever's the next up on the block. And I just feel like as a group, we have some guys that are there, but as a group, it's really important that we reach the roster 1 through 100 or 1 through 120, not just 1 through 40. We've got to get all of them up to that point and understand that they could be called on at a moment's notice.
Coach, every year going into the first game, we discuss how different, even though you're going full tilt in practice, is from the game. I remember back to that West Virginia opener at FedEx Field, how the mugginess of that night just really affected guys. Does that change your level of concern with the way that you kind of had a staggered start this year?
Absolutely. You know, we did not have the full benefit of an entire summer of training. We had no spring football. I thought it was very evident in our practices early on that we were not in as good a shape as we usually were. We tried to build that into the schedule, John. We gave them more time off so that we could try to get their legs back as best we can. We shortened down some practices. Now you're down some guys, and it amplifies it even more. You know, you're trying to you can't rep those guys that are out there too much. So you know, it's a delicate balance for us to try and get our guys ready to go. Everybody's dealing with the same thing, though. You know, like we're all kind of in the same boat. I will say, with all of that being said, I've watched a couple games on TV, and you know, there hasn't been a noticeable difference, I would say, in the quality of play in the small sample size we've seen. So some other people have been able to pull it off. We should be able to.
The voice you're hearing is head coach Justin Fuente. That is because Tech Talk Live has returned, and the Hokies return to action 12 days from tonight right here at Lane Stadium, where we bring you TTL this year across the Virginia Tech Sports Network.
Right now, you can get 5 cents off every gallon of fuel every day. That's 5 cents off every gallon with Make It Count rewards from Marathon. Plus, you can earn points for additional savings on fuel, airfare, hotels, and more. It's quick and easy to join. Just visit makeitcount.com/radio or download the free app. So start saving today with Make It Count from Marathon. Offer valid only at participating Marathon locations. Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
When you're working your land, you need equipment that's as down-to-earth as a Hokie. Meade Tractor is your locally rooted John Deere dealer for riding lawn equipment, compact utility tractors, Gator utility vehicles, commercial worksite products, and more. A John Deere will hold up like Hokie stone and get all your chores done in time for you to catch every game. Get down-to-earth right down the road and shop seasonal discounts today at one of our nearby locations or at MeadeTractor.com.
Tech Talk Live returns in 60 seconds. This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Good friends, great times, and Hokie wins. They always seem to come together at PK's Bar and Grill in Blacksburg. PK's, one of the most diverse menus anywhere in the valley, including our famous hot wings, pizza, pastas, sandwiches, wraps, and more. And PK's delivers right to your door starting at 11 a.m. We can also cater your next event. So visit us at pksbarandgrill.com or call us today at 552-FAST, a downtown favorite for over 25 years. Hot wings, cool times, and great pizza at PK's Bar and Grill.
When you support Main Street Pharmacy, you also support your Virginia Tech Hokies. Main Street Pharmacy is locally owned in Blacksburg by a proud Hokie alum. We have quick, superior service, we save people money, and we have free delivery to the Virginia Tech campus, Blacksburg, and Christiansburg. Our patients are our family, and we invite you to join us today. Transferring prescriptions is easy. Visit msblacksburg.com or call us at 540-605-7721, and we'll take care of everything. Main Street Pharmacy. We treat you like a neighbor, not a number.
Fake design, roll Hooker, throwing James Mitchell back in the end zone, touchdown, Virginia Tech Hokies. He let the flood come and then made it rain.
Have a question or comment? Send a tweet to LAZEVT and you'll be part of the show. Here's John Laser with more Tech Talk Live.
Tech Talk Live continues from the home radio booth here at Lane Stadium. John Laser, Mike Burnup, head coach Justin Fuente. And coach, enough about all the coronavirus and the way that it's reshaped everything coming into this season. Let's talk a little football. You guys got some great news last week as the appeal is approved on the transfer waiver for Raheem Blackshear. And you've talked about what a multidimensional athlete he is. How can he change things and open things up for your offense?
Well, he's just an all-around really good football player, I think is how I would describe him. I mean, he's can return punts. He can return kicks. He's got wide receiver skills. He's got running back skills. And to top it all off, he's highly intelligent. I mean, I've watched him practice, you know, for basically a month now. You know, all we've done is move him all over the place and send him to different drills and send him to running back drills or receiver drills. And I'm sure he's made a mistake, but I can't remember very many of them. He's just been really impressive and a great kid that's a pleasure to be around that I just am really anxious to – I'm happy for him and anxious to get him out there on the field.
Kind of walk us through where you are in your prep for UVA, because everything's been so scrambled and kind of out of whack a little bit, but you're coming up on game week next week. Where are you guys?
Yeah, we will work some good versus good throughout this week and also turn our attention towards Virginia. We'll probably have to service each other a little bit more than truly breaking up into scout teams. And then this weekend we'll go through our mock preparation, which holds a little bit new meaning now in terms of we'll pretend like we had our Thursday and our Friday practice. We'll go to the hotel. We'll do our meetings. We'll eat our meals. We'll actually go home. We won't stay, but we'll get up the next morning and go through all our pregame ritual and then play kind of a scripted game out here in Lane Stadium. But with all the new nuances and protocols that we'll have to adhere to, that'll be a learning experience for everybody, even the guys that have been around for several years. And then next week it'll be full bore game prep turning towards the Virginia game.
Foo, with all the uncertainty, and we've covered a lot of that ground, and I know that you've talked about it quite a bit, but the most certain thing you can have in football, as you know, is winning in the trenches, particularly in the offensive line. If there was ever going to be a pandemic year and it was going to be paired with a year where you had your deepest offensive line, that certainly helps matters, doesn't it?
Well, it certainly does. We got a bunch of guys with experience. I mean, we've got, probably six or seven guys that I think are probably on a little bit different level than the others. But the others have played quite a bit, and I think a lot of teams in our league would like to have them. I'm really excited about them. It's created competition. They've continued to get better. They are a tight-knit unit, which I enjoy seeing. I mean, it's a group of kids that They get along. They can give each other a hard time. They want each other to have success, but they also go out there and compete. So, you know, feel good that we've got some. And I've been really pleased with our two pups. They've really looked really good. You know, obviously, I hope we don't play them this year, but they've done. I'm excited about the future there with those two guys. I think they're much more athletic than maybe we knew, and they're picking it up pretty quick. So that's been an added bonus for the future.
Coach, also last week you had the kick and scrimmage, and we didn't really talk about special teams much in the podcast, but having your kickers back is absolutely huge, and that's a great problem to have with them. But a lot of experience there in the whole operations.
Yeah, I'm excited about the guys that actually kick the ball between our kickoff, field goal, punt operation. It's going to be about the other guys to see if we can make some big plays. Obviously, Tavion's coming back. When we made this change to put him back there at punt returner, it was an obvious difference in our punt return team. I mean, he was really dynamic, explosive, and brave back there. I think the guys on the punt return unit know that, and you know, maybe we'll take some more pride in trying to spring him, kind of like when we had Greg back there and we were so explosive. Kickoff return's another place you start to think about getting Khalil back there, and you start to think about Raheem, and you start to think about putting Keyshawn back there. Keyshawn was very productive when he was back there last year. So, hopefully we can make some more plays in the return unit to help kind of garner some more attention for those groups, because I think we have a chance to be pretty good.
This is Tech Talk Live with head coach Justin Fuente. We are within 2 weeks of the matchup for the Commonwealth Cup, which will occur right here at Lane Stadium. When we have game time next week, obviously we'll relay to you broadcast information as well. On the way to your next tailgate, and I do realize it may be a while, be sure to grab some of your Smithfield favorites. Smithfield, the only taste better than a Hokie win. Much more with the head coach and the Hall of Famer right after these across the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Meat. Smithfield meat. Sports. Hokie sports. Smithfield meat and Hokie sports. Now that's a winning combination. Win or lose, Hokies always bring home the bacon with Smithfield.
Come satisfy all your shopping, dining, and entertainment needs today at First & Main, your local lifestyle center with a brand new splash pad. Get a quick start to your day by getting a morning workout at Anytime Fitness or grabbing a quick coffee at Starbucks. You can take your lunch break at Saki House, El Rodeo, or McLean's at First & Main. And if you're in the mood, you can stop by the only IMAX in the region and see a movie at Paragon Theaters. Follow First & Main on Facebook and Instagram for great deals. First & Main, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics.
Tech Talk Live returns in 60 seconds. This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Going to the dentist is fun, said no one ever. The old uncomfortable chairs, the scary sights and sounds, the inconvenient hours, it's all a big hassle. Real Life Dental in downtown Blacksburg has created the wow experience we all really want. They have evening and Saturday hours to fit your busy schedule, the latest in modern technology, and several sedation options to make your visit comfortable. Real Life Dental is the preferred dental office of the Virginia Tech Hokies. Check them out online at reallifedental.com.
English Meadows is the preferred senior living of Virginia Tech Athletics, providing care in Virginia since 2008. We believe that seniors should never live or feel alone, and our caregivers are ready to assist you in all of your daily needs. With 8 campuses across the Commonwealth, stretching from Abingdon to Warrenton, to Louisa, to Bedford, and 2 campuses in the New River Valley, English Meadows is here to care for you and your Hokie family. Visit WeLoveOurResidents.com today. Go Hokies!
Center. Deep back Armstrong. Turn and Armstrong.
Ball's up again.
He lost the football. He lost it and it's recovered by the Hokies, and it's Diablo running free the other way. And there is nothing but Indiana air in front of him. 20,
Live, presented by First and Main. For more of tonight's show, here's John Lazor.
Tech Talk Live, originating from Lane Stadium, as we get you set for the 2020 home and season opener, which will come against the Virginia Cavaliers. Hokies don't have to wait an entire year to attempt to win back the Commonwealth Cup. It is time for Are You Ready for Game Day? Brought to you by Smithfield. Smithfield has all your game day needs covered, whether you are tailgating at Lane Stadium or following the Hokies at home. Now, Coach, we've talked about any number of topics, but I know you haven't got too specific into Virginia yet, but just the nature, and you guys have experience of opening against Power 5 and also conference opponents, but how odd will it be to open right off the bat with the rivalry game?
It's certainly going to be unique. You know, it reminds me a little bit of the West Virginia deal when we opened with that rivalry game. But, I mean, the circumstances we've been under, there's been nothing traditional about anything that we've been doing. So we might as well kick it off with a bang and be ready to go in a really big one.
Have you ever had a left-handed quarterback that played for you, knowing that their quarterback's left-handed? And what kind of challenges did it present?
Well, no, I haven't. I've had one on scholarship before. I haven't had one that played. It is a little bit different, you know, just from your traditional thinking. Like if you watch a game with a right-handed quarterback and there's a touchback, usually the offense, if the quarterback's right-handed, will put the ball in the left hash to give him the feel to his strong arm. Usually the nakeds and the boots are to the offense's right, so it's to his strong arm sprint out. And obviously that part is flipped. So so now it's a left-hand dominant football team, which just causes us to think differently, really. It's not that big a deal, but, you know, usually if you're on your call sheet, if you have a play that you could – if the ball's in the middle and you either want to run it to the right or to the left, you put it to the strength of your quarterback. So for them, it would be to the left now. So it's a little bit different in your thinking, but shouldn't be too big a deal. And I think the shotgun, you know, kind of makes it even more similar. You know, like they're not taking those traditional drops like they used to in football from under the center.
Coach, just in general terms, when you've had an opponent that had such a quarterback-centric system around one player in Bryce Perkins, and they move now to a left-handed quarterback who does some of the same things, but how do you prepare when you haven't had much of a look at what they may do now that it'll obviously change some?
Sure, it'll be difficult. I mean, you have to do your best to defend what you think they're going to do. You have to make some educated guesses. We have a little bit of film on him. He's been a good player. Like I've watched him play in a couple games that were on TV and didn't see a huge drop-off. He's a good athlete that throws the ball well. So I expect that he'll be efficient and be ready to play. But it's kind of like you don't want to chase a bunch of ghosts, but you need to be prepared for everything. And trying to figure out the pieces around him, too. I mean, they've you know, got some issues at tailback that they've been trying to address through transfers and through eligibility waivers and those sorts of things, some of the same things we've been doing. But, you know, trying to figure out what the pieces around him are going to look like and then build your plan around that is kind of the first step.
Coach, talk about Ben Hilgard. We haven't had a chance to talk much about him, but the job he had to do trying to keep this thing together all these crazy months and the limited time he had and switching and all the juggling he had to do.
Well, it's just he's been remarkable. I mean, when you start to think about, first of all, when everybody was at home, the pride our kids had in finding ways to lift weights and finding ways to train, and the videos they sent Ben, and you know, it was all optional, so we weren't mandating any of it, but they were taking so much pride in it because of how they feel about Ben and how they felt heading, you know, towards this season. And then you look at the job that he and Mike have done in tandem to basically transform our indoor facility into our weight room. We've got construction going on in our weight room, but the construction's essentially done, but we're leaving the weight room in the indoor for now. It's just, you know, kind of helps us from a COVID compliance prospect, from a ability to train, ease of training. right now. The fact that they've pulled all of that off. Our grounds crew, you know, like people in facilities that had to move planks in and move these big heavy equipments all around just so we had a chance to ultimately lift weights, ultimately practice, and now on the precipice of hopefully getting to play a game.
Yeah, the transformation here on campus has been nothing short of remarkable in the temporary sense, but also in the permanent sense. There's been a lot of improvement to the athletics building as well. We'll discuss that with the head coach after these as Tech Talk Live continues across the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Hey, Hokie fans, Deschutes Brewery is celebrating a fresh era of football this season with Fresh Squeezed and Fresh Haze IPA. Innovating craft beer for 32 years, Deschutes can be found at retailers across Virginia and on draft at the Deschutes Tasting Room in downtown Roanoke. Deschutes reminds Hokie fans to drive home safely. Deschutes Brewery, Bend, Oregon, it comes with the territory.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
To get the job done. Hokies break a huddle. Speed to the line. Patterson in the gun. Turner and Hazleton right. Snap it to Quincy. Designed run. Patterson in the goal! Sweet! Sweet victory in Blacksburg.
It's Monday night, and you're dialed in to Tech Talk Live. Presented by First and Main. For the latest Hokie scoop, here's John Laser.
Listening back to some of the high moments of the 2019 season as we prepare you for the 2020 season here with Tech Talk Live. And we are joined, as we will be each and every Monday, by head coach Justin Fuente. Mike Burnup, not at my side, but he is here on this mixing board that I have. He's just down below me. We're socially distanced, but we'll be, of course, back with our whole crew come September 19th. And, Fu, we've discussed this a lot, and I'm sure you have with your team as well. It's going to be a different feel without Lane Stadium full and rocking. And this is a question we've got from a number of fans, even though the majority won't be here. Will the team still run out to enter Sandman? I'd have to imagine that's yes. And how odd do you think that will feel?
My belief is the answer is yes. And my other answer would be extremely weird. we scrimmage in here. So we've been in here before when it's empty, you know, like, so there's a little frame of reference, and we usually turn some music on or whatever. We just put some crowd noise on the other day, but it's going to be odd. I mean, there's no way around it. Like, I can get in front of the guys and tell them, you know, that, you know, it should not matter, but it's still going to be different. And, you know, I've tried to tell them before, you know, guys, like, I've coached in games with 100,000 people in them, and I've coached in games with 100, and I wanted to win both of them just the same, and just like you can play in games the same way. And when you get out there and start competing, you got to find a way to get the job done. But it will be odd to see another team in here. Like, to me, that's the thing. Like, we've been in here before, but to stand across the sidelines from another team and not have anybody here is it's going to be odd, surreal.
Coach, how about soft tissue injuries? Have you noticed that you've had maybe more this year than previous years just because of the fact there was no spring, you had to come back and piece it all together?
Yeah, we tried. Yes, we definitely had more. Most of those guys are all back and healthy, but there was a patch in there of fall camp where it was pretty rough with, you know, hip flexors and groins and that kind of stuff. And, you know, we really tried to take that all into consideration as we built the schedule. It makes me wonder if it was just unavoidable, you know, that just part of the workload was going to be that way. But it was a little bit position specific. So when we're done, we'll go back and look at that part of it to see if there's anything we could have done a little bit differently. But we certainly saw more than we're accustomed to.
Fu, has there been any adjustment on your part due to the NC State game being pushed back and your opener being pushed back to when you'd like to announce a starting quarterback, or do you have any plan to do that before the game?
I would imagine we'll do that before the game. Like, I'm not one that's, you know, if we didn't know leading up to the game, obviously we wouldn't. But, you know, I would expect that we'll probably talk. I'll probably, in my next media session, talk a little more candidly about the quarterback situation and where we're at some point this week.
Coach Rayshard Ashby, have you ever had a linebacker that's probably more unappreciated than that guy is? I mean, he's unbelievable. What a rock.
Very remarkable. You know, just not really long or super athletic, but just smart, savvy football player. I mean, he's a big, strong kid, but I've never seen one that was that skilled at getting people onto the ground. You know, like, you can – playing linebacker is a different thing. You know, you think about Tremaine Edmonds running the alley and how athletic he was. Well, the position that Rook plays is much more like playing it in a phone booth. You know, it's much more like, you know, trying to get off a block or knife in between a block or having vision to duck under a guy and make a tackle. And he's the best I've ever seen at that ability to kind of navigate small spaces and twist and contort his body and grab a hold enough of something, of somebody to get him on the ground. He's pretty amazing.
We'll make this a short segment because our most anticipated segment of the last 6 months is coming up next. It is Fun with Fu, and you can actually see him fist pumping with his excitement for when we come back. Is Coach a Karate Kid fan? We find out after these across the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
It's finally college football season, and you know what that means. Watch parties, tailgate food, drinks, and cheers to football. But before you head out, you need a game plan for a safe and sober ride. It's simple. Whether you call a taxi, find an Uber, Lyft, or simply have a designated driver, a solid game plan is key. So now the only question is, what's yours? Have a game plan today for a sober driver, and always buckle up.
It could be a routine drive to pick up the kids after school or an epic road trip across the country. No matter where your travels take you, we know those miles count. We're Marathon. We have over 5,700 stations across our great nation. Our people are working hard every day to provide you with quality top-tier gasoline to improve engine performance and fuel your life. Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
Tech Talk Live returns in 60 seconds. This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
When the Hokies win, you win at Papa John's. The day after a Hokies win, you get 40% off online pizzas at regular menu price. Just use promo code TECH40 at PapaJohns.com or on the mobile app. It's that easy. Celebrate the day after a football win with 40% off your favorite pizzas when you use promo code TECH40 at PapaJohns.com or on the app. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. Independently owned and operated in Virginia since 1992. Valid online only at participating Papa John's locations. Not valid with other discounts, delivery fee, and taxes extra that are not subject to discount offer.
Circumstances may have changed, but not the mission of the Virginia Lottery. Hi, I'm Kevin Hall, Executive Director of the Lottery. Schools face a lot of challenges today. We continue to do our part by turning over all lottery profits to Virginia's K-12 schools. These uncertain times spotlight the importance of that mission, helping Virginia's public schools. We wish every student, teacher, and family a safe and productive year ahead.
The Virginia Lottery. Good fun for a great cause.
Single setback, four receivers, two to either side. Hokies bring up blitz, trying to get home on Perry, and they do. Grabbed by Ashby and dumped back inside the 30.
Tech Talk Live, presented by First and Main, continues. Once again, here's John Lazor.
Talk Live continues from the home radio booth here at Lane Stadium. Again, unfortunately, we're not with our live audience that we generally have been for years and years, but First and Main still presenting Tech Talk Live, and we still have the head coach, Justin Fuente, the we being myself, and the Hall of Famer, Mike Burnup. I just teased fun with Foo, Coach, and I got four texts about it from people that are really, really excited that it's coming back. And also, I think because I dropped the Karate Kid reference, we've discussed quite a few times, you and I are very similar in age. I'm a huge Karate Kid guy. I had no idea that there was a series called Cobra Kai that apparently started a couple of years ago, but it hit Netflix. I've binged them all. So my questions to you are you a Karate Kid guy, and have you gotten to Cobra Kai yet?
Absolutely love Karate Kid, first of all. That's a no-brainer. Daniel LaRusso. Love the movies. Showed them to my kids. Now, everybody on the staff is on me about getting on to Cobra Kai. Okay? They want me to watch it. And I haven't yet. Most of our coaches have. And the reason I haven't is because I'm concerned. Like, I'm protective of Karate Kid.
Of the franchise.
Yes. Like, I don't want them to do it harm.
Well, I'm here to assure you that I had the same concerns, that it was going to be somewhat of a mockery, and it was much better than I could have ever anticipated.
Well, when it gets your stamp of approval, I don't know what else I could ask for. So I'm going to sign on. I'm going to tune in. I'm going to start watching it. And then I'll give you my evaluation of your evaluation.
All right. Tomorrow, a huge day in the Foo house because the kids go back to school.
Yes.
How concerned are you about that? Excited?
Oh,
happy?
I'm excited. And I'm not nearly as excited as Jenny is. I can promise you that. But, yeah, the girls are over the moon excited. And, I feel for them. And we talk about all this with COVID. And I'm not making light of the disease and all the things that have gone on. But, I'm making the choice. We're making the choice to send our kids to school. Everybody's more than entitled to make their own decisions and choices. That's up to them. But I think what is maybe the biggest unfortunate thing that's happened, or one of the biggest, is just these young people. You know, like, just close your eyes and remember being in third grade. Every day was unbelievable, right? You loved your teacher. You loved your friends. You loved recess. You loved art class. You loved PE. The whole nine yards. Like, you weren't old enough to not like math or not like English or whatever it was. And, the thrill of going to school has been lost a little bit through this deal. And tomorrow is a big deal because the girls are excited and ready to go back. And Jenny is definitely ready for them.
She told me the calendar's like crazy when they're coming and going and this and that.
Yeah, I don't understand all that part of it because we got two in elementary school and then one that's now in whatever they call it now, middle school or junior high or whatever it is. So I'm sure there's a Rubik's Cube of dropping off and picking up and school bus rides and all that sort of stuff. But anything's better than nothing right now at our house.
Well, that's what people have been saying about football returning as well, and it's trickled back in. Foo, can you remember the last year that as a player or a coach you didn't have a game on Labor Day weekend?
No. You know, Labor Day weekend is a holiday that as a football coach, it doesn't exist. You know what I mean? It just doesn't.
Yeah.
You're in the middle of playing football. That's what you do, and that's just kind of how it works. And other people go to the lake and go have a good time, but for us, it's all about either just finishing up your first week and heading to your second week, or however the calendar falls. So, no, I cannot recall a time when
been kind of weird being at home so much.
It's been odd. It really has. Now, through the months of this, I would say that's one of the best things that has come of this is just the ability to be home and spend some time with my kids. But it's been odd on everyone. Like, I don't want to do it. I don't want to do what we've been doing anymore. That doesn't mean I don't want to be with my kids. I do. I love them to death. But I'm glad I'm not in the basement working out of the basement anymore. I'm glad we have inched towards some semblance of normalcy.
Well, Foo, we figured, you know, we knew that you didn't probably know what to do with yourself on a Labor Day without football. That's why we selflessly scheduled this show today, so you would have something to do.
Well, that's good, because it didn't even occur to me it was a holiday, so it was no big deal to me. I didn't, you know, like, I didn't think twice about it. I just saw it on the calendar and thought, I wonder where we're filming this at.
So. Coach, thanks so much, man. It's good to be back with you in whatever format and form and location we can. Eagerly looking forward to continuing to inch toward the season, doing this again next Monday. Thanks so much.
Absolutely. I enjoyed it. Thank you.
Head coach Justin Fuente, as always, unfailingly gracious with his time. His time has been spent in different ways over the previous months. We're looking to get back to some normalcy, and that will include the home opener, season opener against the Virginia Cavaliers, September 19th. Mike and I fill you in on everything that you've missed and what you need to know in terms of how we'll be bringing you towards that opening kick and where you can hear and see us in the meantime. Tech Talk Live continues and concludes after these across the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Hi, this is Mike Burnup for The Edge, trendy and modern student living next to Tech's campus. The Edge, 2, 3, and 4-bedroom apartments and townhomes come with all utilities included and individual leases. Plus, each resident has a private suite complete with bath and walk-in closet and incredible amenities including lightning-quick Wi-Fi and a resort-style heated pool, to name a few. And best of all, The Edge is just steps from campus. Visit vtcampusedge.com. Live at The Edge, right across from the Virginia Tech campus.
Meat. Smithfield meat. Sports. Hokie sports. Smithfield meat and Hokie sports. Now that's a winning combination. Win or lose, Hokies always bring home the bacon with Smithfield.
Tech Talk Live returns in 60 seconds. This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Tackle even your toughest business challenges with support from the First Bank and Trust Company. Hi, I'm Misty Pack, Business Relationship Manager for First Bank and Trust Company. We're in the business of supporting your business. That's why we have a team specifically dedicated to supporting payroll, credit card processing, remote deposit, and other business operating needs. Make us your first choice for business solutions, backed by the local support of our team. Call us today at 276-227-0722 for a free consultation. Member FDIC.
Going to the dentist is fun, said no one ever. The old uncomfortable chairs, the scary sights and sounds, the inconvenient hours, it's all a big hassle. Real Life Dental in downtown Blacksburg has created the wow experience we all really want. They have evening and Saturday hours to fit your busy schedule, the latest in modern technology, and several sedation options to make your visit comfortable. Real Life Dental is the preferred dental office of the Virginia Tech Hokies. Check them out online at reallifedental.com.
Tech Talk Live continues and concludes. Again, we send our thanks to head coach Justin Fuente finding us up here in the home radio booth. Mikey, it's not often that a head coach makes his way to the radio booth. We never do that during the game, obviously. We've had Brad Cornelson up here a couple of times after the spring game, but nice for him to see where we are.
Yeah, I know. I think he likes it. You know, his family's down the way a little bit where his wife and kids sit sometimes during the game, and sometimes they like to go outside as well. So it's kind of a best of both worlds. But, yeah, I think he was pretty impressed with our setup. And that was a great story he was telling from back in the day being the OC, the offensive coordinator.
Yeah, I remember him telling us that on the way down to a Hokie Club kickoff dinner a few years ago. He was kind of hiding from the camera until this TCU started rolling, and then he put it right on him. And he's like, yeah, put me on national TV. Good to be back with him. Good to be talking football. But obviously, I think you can hear it sometimes in his tone and everybody's. It's just a level of fatigue that has come with the last few months, and now it's kind of grind through that and be ready to roll somehow, some way in 12 days.
Yeah, that's a thing. And, you know, after the scrimmage, I was going to ask him about that, and you just kind of run out of time. But, you know, he talked about again, I mean, they just kind of harp on these kids. You know, we're more of a family than ever before. We have got to stick together. We got to be smart off the field. And I think truly it's going to be a huge key to what happens this year is that how many guys are healthy and available to be able to play and whatnot. And so, yeah, now more than ever, you've got to make sure you're doing the right things, wear the mask, wash the hands, social distance, do all those things that make sure you are available to be able to play. Because he did. He told those kids, he said, you know, now more than ever, between number one, whoever the number one player is, down to the 120th player, you just never know when you're going to get an opportunity to play this year. And he was talking about off mic tonight that he's going to cross train some of these players a little more heavily this week, starting tomorrow, just to make sure that they know, in the case of a situation where you're almost playing like a pickup game or a high school game, somebody's got to play a different position.
Mikey, you've been coming to Lane Stadium for a long time as a player, and then of course in your current role. Enter Sandman. Without the fans here, we're going to be kind of like Bob Uecker in Major League. Man, they love this ball club here in Cleveland. All right.
It is going to be so odd, ladies. And just think about that. I mean, they're not going to set the time for that game. It's either 3:30 or 7:30 on ABC. But can you imagine if it's a night game, the atmosphere we're used to, prime time, and then you have it with nobody here? That's going to be so bizarre, just crazy. Just hope down the road that they'll let fans in as the season goes on, hopefully.
Yeah, without question. We're just hoping day by day that the virus continues to get under control across the country, and we have some normalcy returning. Felt nice to have a little normalcy on the airwaves tonight with Tech Talk Live. We appreciate you so much for being with us. We once again thank Justin Fuente. We'll be back with you again, game week edition of Tech Talk Live, 1 week from tonight, 7 to 8 o'clock on all these same platforms. And hope you enjoyed us on Facebook tonight as well. That will be continuing throughout the course of the season as well, as will Hokies Walkthrough on those same platforms as well on Hokie Home Game Saturdays. For Mike Burnup, I'm John Lazor. We send our biggest thanks to you. Thanks for being with us. Thanks, as always, for being Hokies. Good night, everybody.
Looking for a place to fulfill your shopping, dining, and entertainment needs? Come visit First and Main right here in Blacksburg, Virginia. Your local lifestyle center with a brand new splash pad. Check out your favorite restaurants at First and Main, like Zoe's Kitchen, Jersey Mike's, Avellino's, and Bowl and Bones Brewhouse. Shop for your favorite Virginia Tech Fan Apparel Alumni Hall, or freshen up your look at Char Marie Salon. Follow First and Main on Instagram and Facebook to stay up to date with great deals and giveaways. First and Main, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
Been listening to Tech Talk Live, presented by First and Main. Join us each Monday night throughout the season as we talk Virginia Tech sports. Tech Talk Live has been sponsored by CMG Leasing, the exclusive student housing partner of Virginia Tech Athletics. Deschutes Brewery, bringing the Pacific Northwest to Hokie fans since 2017. Papa John's Pizza, order online today at papajohns.com. Independently owned and operated in Virginia since 1992. English Meadows Senior Living, the preferred senior living of Virginia Tech Athletics. First Bank and Trust, the bank that puts you first. First and Main Blacksburg, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics. PK's Bar and Grill, a downtown Blacksburg favorite since 1992. Hot wings, cool times, and great pizza. Real Life Dental, located in downtown Blacksburg and their new Christiansburg location by the NRV Mall. Find your smile. And by Smithfield. Win or lose, Hokies always bring home the bacon with Smithfield. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Virginia Tech Sports Network.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.